This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program here. Still to come tonight, if we get the chance, the Venezuelan Boulevard fiasco continues with ridiculous hyperinflation, and Daryl's got the latest numbers there. Plus, we just started talking about this Michigan guy who is suing in court. He's now at the appeals court level, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, saying that chalking tires is a violation without a warrant, meaning that police departments, parking enforcement departments would need to get a warrant if this guy is successful in court in order to chalk your tires. So we can talk about that more. But as I said, we've got a special guest here coming in mid-show. He is Roger Veer, and he's on the line with us on our Discord server. Hello, Roger.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, you're also on with Chris and Daryl here tonight. And are you still in South Korea?
I'm in Seoul, Korea for the next three more days here. And lots and lots of cryptocurrency stuff happening here.
What time is it there right now?
It is 11 a.m. on Saturday morning here.
Well, good morning to the future to you. obviously, we didn't have you on to talk about South Korea, but can you give us a brief synopsis of what sort of exciting crypto things are happening out there?
I know the whole culture just seems to be enthralled with, they all love their smartphones. Everybody has, you know, at least one smartphone. Mm-hmm. And cryptocurrency just seems to be like a natural progression for them. But they all seem to be more interested in the ICO aspect, and they love ICOs, even though technically ICOs aren't really allowed at the moment.
ICOs are the initial coin offerings. These are sort of crowdsourced, crowdfunded ways for different ideas to get funded, many of which end up being scams.
Right. The theory is it's a way for people to crowdsource money, mm-hmm. but in actuality, it's just a way for scammers to get money because they never actually wind up.
It's both. There's some things that actually are real.
Well, like 90% of the people that do ICOs never actually have a product that goes to market that they're raising money to put to market.
Sure.
Then people are just scamming one another.
Well, sometimes they have the best of intentions. But go ahead, Roger.
And Daryl, oftentimes when people start a brand new business with, you know, money they scraped together from friends and family, probably 9 times out of 10 those businesses fail as well.
So, that's absolutely true. Very true. Go back.
There certainly are scammers, but there's lots of serious people trying to do serious work as well, but it's just
buyer beware
culture here. I was walking down the street two nights ago, and I saw some building with a big sign on the front that says, what did it say? It said BitcoX. And I thought that sounds like it might be Bitcoin related. So I went to BitcoX.com, and sure enough, it was a cryptocurrency exchange. It was a pretty big sized building with a beautiful sign out in front, and I'd never even heard of that one, but I guess there's more than 60 cryptocurrency exchanges based in South Korea, which is that's a pretty big number.
That is a lot.
Interesting.
Are there real life usages of cryptocurrency? Can you go and buy some South Korean food at a restaurant with Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash?
Yeah, you definitely can. The last time I was here, I went to a barbecue restaurant and paid for the whole meal in Bitcoin Cash.
Awesome.
The only downside is you kind of need a Korean friend because all the shops and stuff that accept cryptocurrencies, I can't find them on any English websites listed, so you need somebody that can read Korean to help you locate them.
You need to know where to go.
We'll see if we can help change that as well.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
The main topic's the park, is that right?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to have you on, because I've seen the headlines popping up here and there over the last few weeks that Bitcoin Cash might be having, well, it's definitely going to have a hard fork for an upgrade, but at the same time, there seems to be a group of people who are wanting to create their own Bitcoin Cash and try to have what they're calling a hash war. Can you summarize what's going on? And you give us our listeners the executive summary of what's happening and why it matters?
Yeah, am I going to lose my $10 worth of Bitcoin Cash?
If anything, you'll wind up with more money worth of Bitcoin Cash. So just be careful during the actual upgrade. Nobody knows for sure until it happens. My honest guess is that this is going to wind up being a lot like Y2K, where everybody was, terrified that, airplanes were going to fall out of the sky and the entire civilization was going to collapse. And some people are worried that the entire Bitcoin Cash ecosystem is going to have a disaster. But just like with Y2K, almost nothing happened. I think that's kind of going to be how the upgrade is on November 15th here. I think it'll probably wind up being pretty smooth and uneventful.
Well, the upgrades have been happening, as I understand it. This is a scheduled upgrade. It happens, I think, every 6 months that the Bitcoin Cash, or as it's called, the program is Bitcoin ABC. That's kind of the full node program, as I understand it. That they are doing an upgrade to the whole system every 6 months. It's just that this particular upgrade, there's a certain, I don't know if you want to call them hostile group that is threatening to schism Bitcoin Cash.
Calling themselves N-Chain.
And they're calling their new thing Bitcoin SV, claiming that they know what Satoshi Nakamoto's vision is and that their version of Bitcoin Cash is the true Bitcoin Cash. Is that basically what's going on?
Every side's going to say that the other side is, you know, hostile and you know, the aggressor and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is everybody just kind of has a difference of opinion. But the majority of the businesses, the majority of the users, the majority of what seems to be the majority of the hash rate, like the version of Bitcoin Cash is put out by the ABC client, which was the initial client that broke away from the Bitcoin core and said, hey, Bitcoin's supposed to be peer-to-peer cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it wasn't for Bitcoin ABC, Bitcoin Cash wouldn't even exist. And Bitcoin, you know, SV, they're, you know, making a run-up for it, and they have every right to do so. The part that really leaves a bad taste in my mouth in regards to this, they're talking about, you know, lawsuits and Bitcoin Cash is going to be illegal if Bitcoin ABC has their way, and, you know, just a bunch of nonsense. And for me, the entire point of cryptocurrencies was to design them in such a way that it doesn't matter what, you know, laws the politicians get together and pass.
Right.
Cryptocurrency should be usable as a currency despite the law. And if people do things that are illegal with them, that's life. And
that's what I'm saying.
Well, without getting too technical, what exactly is the disagreement over whatever this planned upgrade is?
Yeah, that's the most frustrating part, is there is almost no disagreement. The biggest disagreement is about the order in which the upgrades happen. So the ABC camp want to do some things right now and do some other things in May of next year. And the SV camp wants to do those things that ABC is going to do in May. They want to do them right now. And they want to do the other things that ABC is doing right now. They want to do that later in May. With two very small exceptions that they're arguing over, this thing that will allow permissionless, basically gambling or betting using Bitcoin Cash, where you don't even need a centralized bet server or a website or anything at all like that, which people already can do. It just makes it way, 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 way easier, which I think is a great thing. You know, if you want to, you know, bet on your, you know, next political election or sporting event or whatever, it's sure money to do it with. Mm-hmm. So I support people being able to do that.
And is that something that's coming in on Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin ABC version, or the SV version?
Right, that'll be on the ABC version here. Gotcha. Coming up on November 15th.
And so this is why I said hostile, because, I mean, I haven't been paying close attention to the backs and the forths and the, you know, the people sniping at one another, which is typical with these cryptocurrency controversies, and I find it frustrating and tiresome, so I try to ignore it. But you mentioned lawsuits. I mean, that to me sounds very hostile. If one side is saying we're going to sue the other side.
That's definitely hostile.
That definitely sounds hostile to me.
Yeah.
And it's even worse that not only they're going to sue the other side, but they're also saying that they're going to get the police to arrest the other side. that's for every libertarian, that should be a pretty strong indication as to who the good guys are and who the bad guys are.
Right. So what do you recommend? I mean, because obviously there's a potential that this other side is going to have enough hash power to, at the very least, create their own version of Bitcoin Cash, that there will be a potential schism coming up here on ostensibly November 15th. For people that are holding Bitcoin Cash, what do you think they should do?
Probably on November 15th, just wait and see. And, you know, don't make any major purchases for that day.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. And I think the whole thing will be settled within a couple of hours, to be honest. And
so
my recommendation is,
you don't think it's going to schism into two competing currencies?
I think it's probably unlikely. But if it does, and there's already 1,001 different cryptocurrencies, and my advice to people is use whatever cryptocurrency is the most useful to you in your life, whatever that one happens to be. Like, cryptocurrencies are great for everybody, and different people will like different ones, and that's just fine. Just like different people like different types of food, and we shouldn't all have to eat the same type of food. We shouldn't all have to eat the same type of cryptocurrency.
Roger, I want to thank you for coming on. I know that you are not feeling well, so I really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live, and I wish you the best. I hope you get well soon.
Thank you so much, Ian.
That's Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the near future. I appreciate your time, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon if you can. We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. The Discord on air call in line rooms. It's actually where most of our callers have been coming from here tonight, has been Discord. You can jump in over there. It's free. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Another thing that's free. Accepting cryptocurrency at your local business. If you have a real-life business that you want to accept Bitcoin I guess it's not official yet. Bitcoin Cash is coming, I think. Dash, Zcash, Zen, you can now do that.
Ooh.
You didn't know that yet, huh?
I did not know that.
Zen is official with the AnyPay system over at AnyPay.global.
This is awesome.
Now, I don't think anybody locally is set up for Zen acceptance yet, but it is in the system. So
it's a start.
It's there.
It's a start.
Yep, and that's where you got to be. If you want to be in real life, if you're a cryptocurrency and you want real life acceptance, AnyPay is the best platform right now on the planet for it. You go to AnyPay.global. You sign up for free. It's so easy to do it. It's username and password. You create those. And you're in. There's no application. There's no waiting. There's no approval process. You just get right in. You put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the setup page, and then you'll load their app onto the device at your point of sale. And by the way, I think I can say this. I haven't been told I can't say it, so I'm going to say it. They have completed their first version of their Android app. However, you cannot search for it in the Android store. You'll find a different app called AnyPay. I wouldn't install that one. I don't know who that company is. The logo looks strikingly similar to the AnyPay logo. So that's the thing with Android is anybody who wants to can put up apps on their service. But so right now it's behind the scenes, it's testing only. But I have a copy of it on my phone and some tablets here, and it's testing out. It's working well. So I think we're going to see that rolling out pretty soon. So I'm excited about that. I know they're working on an Apple version of the app as well. For listeners who are unfamiliar, the way AnyPay worked previously, it was basically a glorified web browser that you would sort of save the homepage to your...
It's referred to as a progressive web app.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to make it more stable?
It'll make it faster.
That's okay.
For damn sure, because the way AnyPay had to work previously was whenever they would open the app, it would have to download that entire progressive web app to the memory of the whatever device, the browser. So it took some time, especially on a slower internet connection.
It does.
Now it's just going to load it straight from the you know whatever storage on the local unit, so it'll be faster. And I've noticed it's already faster in my tests of it. So.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So we'll let you know when that's available officially, but it's in the works. AnyPay.global. And, of course, if you're on an iOS device, that takes longer because Apple has to actually approve every app that goes into their store. So they've got to go through whatever that process is, and that may take another month or so. Who knows? We'll let you know. AnyPay.global. Get on over there. So we just had Roger Veer on, who thankfully he'd actually joined us here. He wasn't feeling well. You could tell in his voice. I don't imagine it's because he's been debating with people on Twitter too much, but I've heard he's in the midst of this Bitcoin Cash schism drama with the guy who is apparently heading up this other side, this hostile side, the one that's threatening to schism Bitcoin Cash.
Oh, you mean fake Satoshi?
Is what people have been calling fake Satoshi, a.k.a. Craig Rice. Or not Craig Rice, Craig...
Wright.
Wright. Craig Rice is a local
Craig
guy.
Craig Rice is the local guy that plays his guitar downtown.
Craig Wright.
I get them confused as well.
He was outed as... A couple of years ago did like a Wire.com or something did a piece where they believed that this guy was Satoshi Nakamoto.
I think because he said that he was Satoshi.
Well, there was some, you know, evidence that they thought pointed to him, and there was a really long article they wrote about it. But then he ended up denying that he was Satoshi, but now he's claiming apparently that he's Satoshi. Satoshi Nakamoto being the founder of Bitcoin back in 2008, 2009. And Satoshi has disappeared since, I think, around 2010, 2011, and no one's ever heard from him or her since. Now you've got this guy claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto, claiming that his version of Bitcoin Cash will be true to Satoshi's vision, but for all the claims, there's no proof. Okay, so there's a lot of smoke, but there's no fire. And in order to prove that you're Satoshi Nakamoto, all you got to do is sign something with his PGP key. That's all you got to do, because the original messages from Satoshi had a certain signature attached to them, and only Satoshi Nakamoto would have that signature, the ability to sign in that digital way, that sort of cryptographically sound PGP. PGP stands for Pretty Good Privacy. It's an old
system. Also wind up moving some of the Bitcoin out of the very first block.
Correct.
Or out of the first wallet.
Right, because presumably Satoshi, who founded the thing, is the person who possesses the very first block and the Bitcoins that are associated with it. So he could move that and prove that he is Satoshi, that he has those keys, therefore he's Satoshi. So there's a couple of different ways that one who claims to be Satoshi could easily prove to be Satoshi, but this guy hasn't. He hasn't done that. And no one has ever done it, and nobody knows who Satoshi Nakamoto is. So now you got this guy claiming that he's Satoshi and that he's got the true vision, and he's going to try to destroy Bitcoin Cash with what he's calling a hash war against Bitcoin Cash. Now, what Roger pointed out there is there's a lot of companies who are already taking sides on this. There's a website out there. I'm sorry, I don't know what it is offhand.
If you go to news.bitcoin.com, they have an article with a list. I was looking at it earlier, and Save It Purse has put out a statement.
Okay.
Most of the exchanges, Coinbase, BitPay, I think were both on the list.
Right, so there's a long list, and yes. Some of the major companies are sticking with the original Bitcoin Cash. They're not going to the new thing, the so-called Bitcoin SV. And I have to say, I don't think there's much to worry about.
Right.
Although that said, Vin Armani seems to be pretty concerned. He's our sometime Tuesday night co-host. Will be on coming up this week. So I think that's actually going to be just in front of when this drama is supposed to go down. Yes, it's supposed to happen on Thursday next week. So we're just a week away from this. So we're definitely going to get, I think, Vin's perspective coming up Tuesday night. We'll see how he wants to weigh in on this, because he seems to be concerned about.
What is he concerned about exactly? Like
some kind of a hash war?
Yeah, but I mean, what does that really mean for somebody who
really
uses
know.
A cryptocurrency?
Because I guess the worry is that they're going to somehow do some attacks on the Bitcoin Cash blockchain, and I'm not sure exactly what.
Okay, so he's thinking about it from a security perspective, then.
I think so.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm coming at this from mostly ignorance, which is why I wanted to bring Roger on to kind of get his perspective on this. And I know Vin Armani is a big Bitcoin Cash proponent, so I'm sure he's in favor of the Bitcoin ABC, Bitcoin Cash side of this. It's
right.
Just that he might be a little bit more concerned with the potential for various different types of attacks. Now, there will be, if Bitcoin Cash schisms into two competing versions of Bitcoin Cash, which is what happened to the original Bitcoin back when it schismed into Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash back in August of 2017.
And since then, there's been like 70 different
dozens
forks
more.
Of both. There have been things that have forked off of Bitcoin Cash.
Have there been? Okay, I'm not sure what those are called. But for whatever reason, there's a bunch of press around this particular one. And so if you want to weigh in on this, you're certainly welcome to do so. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And so there could be nothing happens. There's maybe this is all smoke, no fire. They don't actually have any real hash power behind them. But if they've got enough hashing power behind them, and this is basically the computing power that's doing the mining of these things, if the competing group that's breaking away and wants to schism Bitcoin Cash into two has enough hash power, they will continue, and they will have their own version of Bitcoin Cash, which will mean that if you have, as you said, you got $10 worth of Bitcoin Cash, you don't want to think about it in dollar terms. So let's say you have, 1/100th of a Bitcoin Cash. Well, if the schism happens, you'll then have 1/100th of a Bitcoin Cash, and you'll have 1/100th of this new thing, the Bitcoin SV.
Right.
So that's a potential, and is it likely? I don't know. I would say people should prepare for that eventuality possibly happening next week. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is still overseeing the Russia investigation being conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, tells CNN the man the president has tapped as interim attorney general is a good choice. Rosenstein says Matt Whitaker knows the issues of the Department of Justice well.
I've worked with Matt Whitaker for about 5.5 years. I think he's a superb choice for attorney general. He certainly understands the work.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is questioning whether the appointment of Whitaker is constitutional, saying he's a political appointee not confirmed by the Senate within the Justice Department. President Trump takes issue with that assessment and points out that Robert Mueller wasn't confirmed by the Senate but is leading the Russia investigation. The Wall Street Journal reports that President Trump played a central role in directing hush money to women to keep quiet about alleged affairs. It's included in a detailed 80-page indictment against Michael Cohen. President's lawyers declined to comment. Trump has previously denied both affairs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want right here. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Also, there's the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us on our Twitch feed. You can watch the show on Twitch. Now with Jazzy Cams, where you can actually see Jazzy, the studio beast. She is in the studio frequently in her bed. Usually sleeping, but she's still super cute, so you can watch that on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm, and you can watch us, too, because we're on there as well. And you can follow us on Twitch. We've got over 500 followers, so thank you to everybody following this show and the other great shows that air on our Twitch channel. And every now and then we do some video game streaming, but it's pretty rare, maybe once every couple few weeks. Sometimes I'll get into I'll do it in a few days in a row, but it's usually a couple weeks between game streams. Anyway, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. You can also give us your Twitch subscription from your Amazon Prime subscription. If you didn't know, if you're already an Amazon Prime subscriber, you get one free Twitch subscription per month. And what does that mean? Well, it means if you subscribe to the LRN channel, that means that whenever you load the channel up, you don't have to watch an advertisement. So you avoid the Twitch interstitial ads that they put into things. They get rid of that for the channels that you subscribe to. And again, you get one channel for free if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber. So we'd appreciate it if you use it on us, because it also means LRN.fm will get a couple bucks out of your Prime subscription, because that's money that otherwise Amazon is just going to keep. So if you want to send that our way, the instructions on how to do it are right there on our Twitch page at twitch.lrn.fm. Just scroll down a little below the video feed and you'll see the instructions. It's super easy to do. You just have to remember to do it every month, and we'll remind you. So we appreciate it. Once again, it's twitch.lrn.fm as we continue here And by the way, Daryl, your girlfriend Jackie found a way with a Twitch app on her phone to do a pop-out of the video.
Okay.
So that way, if you want to have Jazzy Cam or us on your phone, like any place you want, like there's like a little video window that you can kind of move around with your finger, basically, that
okay.
can kind of sit on top of whatever it is that you're doing on your phone. So you can now actually have a pop-out with the if you get the Twitch app. So anyway, twitch.lrn.fm, it's pretty cool. Here's a little bit more on this Bitcoin Cash drama from William Suberg over at Cointelegraph.com. Ongoing drama surrounding the upcoming Bitcoin Cash hard fork struck a personal note with the coin's best-known figures November 8th, as Craig Wright evidently called Roger Ver his, quote, enemy. The hard fork, scheduled for November 15th, will see likely BCH split into two rival chains, Bitcoin Cash ABC, favored by Ver, and Bitcoin Cash SV, authored by Wright's N-Chain. The split comes as a result of Ver and Wright, among other figures attached to Bitcoin Cash, disagreeing over the coin's future, with those disagreements becoming increasingly public and strong-worded in recent weeks. On Thursday, tempers appeared to boil over, Ver releasing what appeared to be a screenshot of an email sent to him by Wright during a video about his thoughts on the hard fork. In the alleged email, Wright claims Ver hates Bitcoin and describes him as his enemy, before ending with a thinly veiled threat. "I am Satoshi," he writes, repeating his controversial assertion about being the creator of Bitcoin itself. The letter continues dramatically, quote, "Have a nice life. You will now discover me when pissed off," unquote. I mean, this really is very dramatic.
And
Roger is being very, you know, I think professional in return to these very rude attacks by this guy, Craig Wright. It's like, look, if your coin's better, just prove it. You know, if your coin's better, go ahead, fork it off, create your own thing. As Roger pointed out, anybody can do this. That's how Bitcoin Cash was created in the first place.
Mm.
So embracing the idea of the schism is sort of part and parcel to how cryptocurrency is supposed to work. If you've got a group of people who doesn't like the direction of crypto's going, make your own. You don't have to spend all your time attacking the other one. Why don't you spend your time promoting the thing that you're doing rather than trying to attack the thing that you don't like? I've never understood this. It not only does it happen in the world of cryptocurrency, but it happens in the libertarian world.
Oh, it happens everywhere.
Yeah. It probably happens in Linux, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Red Hat is the only version, and you shouldn't something
right.
Fedora.
I try to stay out of it, but I have to say, there's a lot of individuals out there that they're not very sociable,
right?
Especially in the space that I'm in, and I try to stay out of it.
And they hide behind computers, which makes it worse. And so, you know, again, it happens everywhere. And I've always said, same thing with the libertarian movement. Hey, if you don't like somebody's activism, just do your own activism and do it better.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about what the other person's doing. But instead, they just bitch and they moan. While Wright has yet to comment on the validity of the email, rhetoric has continued to come from his Twitter account, certain posts capturing the imagination of online commenters. Summarizing his feud with Ver, the analyst known as Ray Redacted highlighted further accusations by Wright and Ver and Bitmain CEO Jihan Wu, claiming they wanted to promote child pornography?
What? It sounds like it's using emotional nonsense as opposed to logic and ration.
Yeah, it just goes on here. So anyway, there's just the most pathetic fighting going on in advance of this upcoming potential schism. The reality, though, beyond the personalities, is that this is going to affect people's money. And so that's the thing that, you know, that's why I wanted to know, how are people going to handle this? If you've got some Bitcoin Cash, what are your plans going to be? Because if this thing, this new Bitcoin SV, splits off, well, any amount of Bitcoin Cash you have, if you have one Bitcoin Cash, you'll then have one of the SV version of it. Mm. So you'll have one of each. And so
unless they change the supply.
They could change the rules to where you would then have... that was done with some of the Bitcoin forks where there was like...
Yeah, I'm looking at a website, forkdrop.io, something called Bitcoin X wound up changing the supply to 211 billion.
Right, so...
So it's a 10,000 to 1
So if you had
ratio.
One Bitcoin Cash, you'd have like 10,000 of the new thing. So I don't think that's the plan here, but if it would be, then that would happen. But generally, it's a 1-to-1 split, and then you get... You still have your Bitcoin Cash,
right.
But you also have one of, or however many of the Bitcoin Cash you had on the other side of this new thing. So the question is, what do you do then? Do you hold on to the new thing in the hopes that it becomes a thing and, like, takes on a life of its own? Or do you immediately sell the new thing to try to get more Bitcoin Cash or Dash or, you know, Bitcoin BTC or whatever it is that you favor? That tends to be what happens, I think, in most of these forks. When you mentioned, Daryl, there's, like, dozens of forks that have happened off of Bitcoin BTC.
Yeah, fork drop shows 70, and I...
In the last year or so, basically.
Right, and I had heard that something had forked off of Bitcoin Cash... But then when I looked for that particular coin, it shows that it forked from something else that had forked from Bitcoin.
So this may be the first Bitcoin Cash fork then, if you couldn't find anything. I'm curious
right,
to know.
I've also not clicked on all 70
right.
of the forks.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure I've heard of the Bitcoin Cash forking before, too.
I feel like I've heard of it, but yeah. I specifically looked for a list the other night, and I couldn't find one.
Right, and it could just be the six-month regular upgrade
that's called a fork.
And
it's
that's
confusing.
Why the word fork is a horrible thing.
That's why I've been calling it a schism.
There's hard fork and soft fork.
Right, and neither of those necessarily means it'll split the chain. Right, so hard fork is where you have to have an upgrade, I think... Correct me if I'm wrong. It's been a while since I've done the review on this.
That sounds about right.
The hard fork is where you have to upgrade the software in order to continue on with the thing as is, with whatever changes.
Right.
The soft fork is where it's backwards compatible. You can still be running the old software, and you're fine. It won't break whatever it is you're doing. So that's the difference between the hard fork and the soft fork.
Okay, but, so those are forks of the code, but not forks of the chain.
Correct. That's the other difference is there's the fork of the chain, which may or may not happen on the 15th. If there's enough hashing power, it will split into two competing chains. That's likely what's going to occur, although Roger sounded like he didn't think he thought it might not.
Right.
So if they've got enough hashing power, then they can create their own version of Bitcoin Cash, and that's likely what's going to happen.
And that might be what this hash war thing is going to be, of, all right,
trying
we're
to take
just
hashing power.
Throw enough hash stuff to, you know, create a new whatever.
He said, I've heard that he has said he wants to destroy Bitcoin Cash somehow, which would require all the hashing power to leave.
Well,
that's
never going to happen. Enough of the hash power to where, you know, it's 100 years before the next Bitcoin Cash block gets mined.
Bitcoin Cash blocks are, they changed their mining based on a certain running algorithm, so it won't be like that with Bitcoin Cash. It'll adjust difficulty quickly. We're coming up. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. We've been kind of poking around to see if we can find out if there actually have been any Bitcoin Cash successful, I like the word schism better, like where it splits into, you know, two.
Right.
That kind of fork. The one where you end up with two different types of cryptocurrency at the end of the day. And you found one claiming to exist called Bitcoin Class, but I cannot find on their website any actual exchanges that list it. They show a bunch of exchanges, but say to be determined next
right.
to them. And their Twitter channel has been dead since February, so I think that one was DOA. That one probably never actually occurred.
Right, and how many of these 70 that are
on
listed
Bitcoin
here?
BTC, you mean?
On ForkDrop.io.
Yeah, those are almost all Bitcoin BTC.
Right, so the question
and many
is,
of them don't exist.
How many of these actually wound up existing other than somebody saying, I'm going to fork it?
There was a website that showed that. I don't know if it's the site you're talking about, but I did see...
Yeah, very few of these have any price listed.
If there's no price listed, there's a good chance it never got off the ground.
Yeah.
You know, until I can actually spend it... I don't know if I think it really exists. I mean, it exists at a sort of one level, but it doesn't really.
Well, as long as you can trade it for something you can spend, it exists at a sort of level.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking about things that haven't even gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, right.
Where you can't even trade them because nobody ever had, right. you know, nobody ever mined them, so therefore it never even forked off.
Well, there are things that people are mining that you can't trade because it's not listed on any exchange.
True. That's true. That's a good point. In this case, we can't even tell if they're mining a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll keep you in the loop as this develops. If you do know of an actual fork of Bitcoin Cash that survived, that is continuing, I am curious to know. Because if not, this will be the first one if this one survives
right.
next week. We'll keep you in the loop on that as it develops. Chris, you had brought in this story about a motorist in Michigan who is suing the government over what he says are illegal searches whenever they chalk your tires.
Right.
Let's hear more on this.
So the next part of this story is super interesting. So the city attorney, Brett T. Meyer, conceded that the use of chalk constitutes a search.
I don't think anybody has ever said that it's not a search. The question is whether or not it is a reasonable search or whether or not it requires a warrant. That is the argument before the court.
Mm-hmm. So, let me continue. But he insisted such a search is inherently reasonable. So, yes, you're right. I just wanted to emphasize that one part, that he conceded
he admitted it was a search.
Because we know the police here have told us it's a search because somebody, like 5.5 years ago, mm-hmm. was pouring chalk on some tires.
Pouring water on the chalk on the tires.
I'm sorry. Pouring
Garrett
water on the chalk.
Had a spray
bottle. I wasn't
going
to throw anybody under the bus because I don't know what the statute of limitations is. But a police officer had stopped you for something completely different and then said, oh, and by the way, some of your buddies are washing chalk off of tires.
Right.
That's a felony. It's interfering in a police investigation.
Good point. Good point. Well, maybe it wasn't
Garrett. So we've known that it was a search.
I don't know who it was. Well, yeah, I know that, but the question is it an invasive search? Are they is it unreasonable? And he says it's reasonable, the attorney.
I think, and here's why I think it's unreasonable, okay? So it's if you compare it to the GPS situation, okay, where
if they put a GPS unit on your car.
So legally, they can follow your car, they can tell your car, and there's no issue with it because you're...
With a warrant.
Without a warrant.
No, they have to put a warrant on for GPS.
I'm talking about GPS.
The cops could
follow you around town.
Yes,
correct.
If they
could
follow
tail you
around town, okay? Yep. They can do that without a warrant. They don't need a warrant to do that. But they do need a warrant when they place a device on your car. Okay?
Yep.
And so I would make the argument that it would be reasonable for them to take your license plate or a picture of your car in a spot and come back later, and if it's still there, issue you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they start modifying or attaching something to your vehicle, that's at the point in which it's unreasonable. And it seems to me that's what the courts have previously decided already with the GPS case.
From a philosophical level, I agree with you, but I know what the case law is on this.
Okay.
And from a legal standpoint, this guy is wrong, and I'm surprised it even got this far been thrown out in court.
Well, hold on. What happened at the lower court? Did he win or lose at the lower court? Who's appealing this particular case? Because it's at the Sixth Circuit Court.
Let me continue.
Yeah,
it'll tell us more. Ellison countered that there is no fundamental difference between the chalk mark and the high-tech satellite tracking beacon that the High Court said was unlawful. It's the same thing. It's an intrusion upon private property for extracting information, Ellison said. It's the same information where the vehicle is parked and where it's going. It's just the technology is less complex. Trial Judge Thomas L. Ludington had tossed out the case at the first opportunity.
Okay.
Yep. At the first opportunity. Appellate Judge Raymond M. Keithledge noted that the argument was novel and interesting, but wondered whether the case would get very far if it proceeded to the stage where the government would argue there is an administrative search exception to the requirement to get a warrant. It leads to a balancing test, which would probably be a very scary thing for you, Judge Keith Lodge told Ellison. Judge Berens B. Donald wondered how the Fourth Amendment exception allowing warrantless searches for community caretaking could possibly apply when there is no matter of public safety involved. Ah, very good point. As Judge Keith Ledge commented, Is this
from the hearing in front of the Sixth? Is this what they're reporting on?
As Judge Keith Ledge commented, this is really a revenue-generating regulation, she said.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's where it stands right now. That's it.
So they've had the hearing. The Sixth Circuit Court heard this
last
case.
Month.
And we're awaiting the ruling.
Well, basically. I don't know what the exact date was, but the story is from 10/16, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so. And it said earlier in the month, so the hearing was in October.
Right.
Hearing was basically a month ago.
And I don't know how long it takes for appeals courts to issue rulings.
It can take as long as they want.
I think it would be a while. I don't expect that there's any update to the story.
I hope we get an update, though. I mean, I love it when, you know, we actually know what happens in these cases instead of just kind of reporting on it once and then forgetting. Because, you know, we don't follow up on a lot of this stuff because we don't have, like, a crack research staff that's out there trying to figure out what's happening on every other story. So if you hear about this, getting update, if you're in Michigan and you see the story coming out, please let us know.
And there's not always a story. There's not always an update to stories. Like a lot of times newspapers and similar, they report on something once and
well,
there's
on
no
this,
follow-up. No follow-up.
It's a federal case. Anybody with Pacer they can wind up subscribing and, you know, getting updates.
Oh, Pacer, you can do appeals courts on Pacer?
It's a federal court, Ian.
Oh, right, right, okay.
This is a federal hearing.
Gotcha.
Which is why I'm surprised it's gotten this far in a federal court and didn't get tossed out.
Well, it did get tossed out initially, but they appealed. So, it's in the appeals court.
The federal appeals court can say, we're not hearing it. They are not obligated
they said it was
to
novel.
Hear it. They're not obligated to hear it, which is
one
why
one of the judges said it was novel.
I think it is.
I agree.
I think he has an argument here.
He has an argument. Ultimately, it won't make a difference in the long run because, like Daryl pointed out, they could just, or you, I don't know who, which one of y'all did it,
probably Daryl.
They could just, you know, have a tracking, their own personal way of tracking what cars are where and have to use chalk.
I think there's an argument to be made. I don't know that the outcome is what we're going to want it to be because ultimately I think you're right. They're just going to end up using more advanced technology, a computer system to scan the license plates, which already exists. You know, I actually have to wonder if maybe, the reason for this case is actually, financially motivated by a company that develops technology to track, license plates. We know the technology exists already and certain cities are using it.
Good question.
If they can get a ruling that says it's illegal, basically cities will have to buy their technology.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. We had a blue tidal wave here in New Mexico.
What?
There's no ocean. Well, blue tidal wave, blue tsunami. Like, we got Democrat governor.
Oh, this
Democrat
is a political thing. Oh,
it was
I
called
see.
The blue wave, not a tidal wave and not a tsunami.
Tidal wave sounds way more awesome, though.
Yeah.
But we had it. The reason we had it is we got three blue Democrat congresswomen and men.
This isn't news, though. It was already a blue state. New Mexico already went for Hillary in 2016 and was expected to go for Hillary because it's a blue state.
But you know what? We had a Republican governor. We have a Democrat Latino governor now. And we have three Democrat congressmen, and we have two Democrat senators, and then we flipped like the 8 seats within our state.
I heard the Democrats also took over the New Hampshire State House as well, although there was a governor reelected who's a Republican. So we got gridlock, which is great news.
Yeah, the New Hampshire House has flipped back and forth between R and D.
That's why I like New Hampshire, because they just keep on trying to make it so not one political party is in control. For whatever reason, it always ends up like that in New Hampshire. Every 2 years, it's like the power flips. See you tomorrow.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.